The views and opinions expressed by the following program are those of the host, guest, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station or the Webster Rock Hill Ministries, its management, or other host or underwriting sponsors. Programs presented on KWRHLP are for educational and entertainment purposes only. Views which are presented are for educational purposes only and are not intended to treat, diagnose, or claim any cure of disease or condition.
This is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. I'm here today with Dr. Charlotte Meyer of Integrative Chiropractic. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Glad you're here. So, Dr. Charlotte, you have a very interesting story as to how you came to be a chiropractor. So I'm just going to let you take it away and give us the rundown on this journey that you've been on.
Yeah, it's been an incredible healing journey, honestly. It kind of all started back in 2004 when I was originally diagnosed with Graves' disease, which is an autoimmune condition that affects the thyroid. It causes your body to be in a hyperactive state. So just imagine your body being on overdrive all of the time. I lost a ton of weight. I was down to 85 pounds. My hair was falling out. I had anxiety, hand tremors, heart palpitations, just everything was just full speed ahead, right? And when I was originally diagnosed, I was in the medical model and managing it with just prescription medication.
So conventional medical system, seeing your usual PCP.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. I was with the endocrinologist
as well. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And, they would run lab work and tell me where I should be as far as medication goes. And unfortunately, the medication just never really made me feel right. I just felt awful all the time. And my doctors came back and they were like, well, we're having trouble managing your condition. So you have two options now. You can go through radioactive iodine therapy, which essentially ablates the thyroid gland. It just kills off the cells of the thyroid gland so they no longer function. Or surgery, just remove the thyroid so it's not there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those were my only options.
And how old were you when this happened?
Oh, gosh. I didn't actually do the math on it, but I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
I just graduated high school. So
you graduate high school, you're in college, this happens.
Yeah.
We're going to take your thyroid and or radioactive iodine.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I can't imagine what that felt like.
Yeah, it was scary because everything I read was the thyroid is your powerhouse, right? It's the thing that manages your metabolism. I didn't know really what it did. Now, obviously, I know that every cell in your body actually has receptors for thyroid hormone, every single cell. So if you are not producing thyroid hormone, all of your cells are lacking.
Right.
You're always at a deficiency.
Wow.
But anyways, I had no idea what I was doing, and I trusted my doctors, and I said, fine, I'll do radioactive iodine therapy. And I had that done, first treatment, and I still didn't feel all that great. So they suggested a second treatment. And then after the second treatment, it was when my body shifted towards the hypoactive state. So everything just slowed down because I no longer had the thyroid hormone to help with bodily functions.
Right.
So everything slowed down. I had no energy to get out of bed. I was depressed. My hair was still falling out. My skin dried up. It's just slow motion, just brain fog running through the muck every day. Just, ugh.
And I have to say, I don't have Graves' disease, but I do have Hashimoto's that I've gotten remission now, thank goodness. But I can identify with what a thyroid disorder can do.
Yeah.
Across the gamut. And it's not a surprise to me that there are receptors in every cell in my body, because I swear to you, every part, every fiber of my being was just like, ah, when I had this, it was terrible. And my dad has Graves' disease. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the thyroid disorders are just really, ooh.
They're really intense.
They're really intense. They are. So, okay. So moving on, how did you, yeah. So what happened next?
Yeah. So, when my body shifted, they tried to replace the thyroid hormone in my body again with medication. So I was on levothyroxine for a while, and I was going in for regular lab work, and they were like, okay, your lab work looks fine. You know, we're not going to keep tweaking the dosage. But I was like, doc, I just feel awful. Like I still don't feel good. And I was putting on a bunch of weight at the time. Again, no metabolism, nothing.
Right.
There was nothing.
Right.
So I got really frustrated with my care and everything else that was going on in my life, but I didn't know what else to do because they kept telling me my lab work was fine. Little did I know, they were only running a few tests, certain tests to check thyroid levels. Now I know that there are over 10 markers that evaluate the thyroid. I struggled with that for a really long time. And it wasn't till about 2014, so about 10 years later, that I was working a different job before chiropractic school. And my coworkers and I started like trying to motivate each other to get healthier. We noticed we were kind of sedentary. So I start putting together like walking challenges. You know, how many steps can we get each week? Can we like compete? You know, what kind of healthy foods can we bring into the office? So we kind of like all supported each other, which was great. And I was at a point where I was eating mostly a clean, healthy paleo diet and lifting weights like 5 days a week. And I started like feeling stronger in my body, still struggled with losing the weight, but I was feeling stronger and excited about that. So I went ahead and signed up to run a half marathon. I never thought I would do that because I hate doing cardio.
Well, and furthermore, like, oh my gosh, what a shift in just a few years.
Right.
You know.
Right. It was one of those things. And so I was like, let's do this half marathon, you know, got to push myself, have a next goal in life. And I started a training program, and about 3 weeks into that training program, I woke up one morning and I could not put any weight on my right foot. I was like devastated. I was like, oh my gosh, there goes my health goals. Like, what am I going to do? I have, like, everything's going to fall apart. And I just researched. I was online looking at runners forums, like, what do people do when they have this foot pain? And people kept saying, go see a chiropractor. I'd never been to one, didn't know anything about them. I was just like, okay, I'll take their advice. It's better than getting put on another medication.
Yeah, I get it. I've been at that point too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went in and saw a chiropractor, and he adjusted my foot, and then he also did full spine adjusting. And after that first visit, I was like amazed because I was able to walk out of the office. I originally hobbled in, and I was able to walk out of the office like 80% improved.
Just like that. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I, you know, he told me to slow down on the running, obviously, but I can continue lifting and just keep doing what I was doing nutrition wise. And I said, okay. So I was seeing about 3 times a week for several weeks. And I was like starting to notice other things were changing in my life. And that is when the light bulb just turned on for me. It was so incredible. I noticed things like my sleep was improving. I was actually sleeping through the night and waking up refreshed. Like, my skin was clearing up. My menstrual cycle started normalizing and becoming less painful. Mm-hmm. And like my seasonal allergies, which I suffered with for the longest time, were decreasing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, I was eating right and working out. And the only other thing that I added into my routine was regular chiropractic care. I was like,
floored.
Yeah.
Just floored. Yeah.
I didn't know what to do. So I then went home to my husband at the time. I was married at the time. And I said, hey, I want to go into chiropractic school. And he was like, okay, that sounds great. And interestingly enough, I had thought about doing nursing several years before that. So I had taken all of these science prerequisites that I needed. But at the time when I was going into nursing, he was unable to find a job in St. Louis. We were living out in Columbia, Missouri at the time. So we just kind of put that on the back burner. But I had all the science prerequisites ready to jump into Logan Chiropractic School. He was able to find a job within two job applications. And we ended up selling our house within 24 hours.
God's timing.
I know.
It's pretty cool.
It was awesome.
Yeah. So here you are.
Yeah, here I am.
That's awesome. So what, aside from, so I think there's something special about practitioners, I will say, that have been through this type of health journey and it's brought them to do what they do. That's a special thing in and of itself.
Right.
But, you know, we're getting a little close on time. We've got about a minute and a half till I got to go to break, but I want to get a little bit of information about what makes your practice so unique, because there are several things. So if you want to start us in, and then we may have to pick up after the break.
Yeah. So because of my health journey and what I struggled with, you know, understanding my own lab work and where I needed to go, I focus a lot on autoimmune conditions and functional medicine. I love helping patients kind of figure out what's going on in their life as a preventative measure. So I integrate functional medicine, acupuncture, and chiropractic to build the best treatment plans for my patients, because I think they're so vitally important together. Get the body talking again, and then see what is missing from their actual, you know, cellular DNA to make them healthier.
Full spectrum approach.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Dr. Charlotte Meyer, Integrative Chiropractic, very excited to have you here. We're going to go to break. And after the break, we're going to talk a little bit about acupuncture and Chinese medicine and functional medicine and some of the other things that you integrate in your practice. Great. So we'll see you after these messages. This is Amanda LaPlante. You're listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRH LP 92.9 FM. I'm here with Dr. Charlotte Meyer of Integrative Chiropractic. And we are going to talk a little bit about, you know, in the first half of the show, you heard about her health journey, how she came to chiropractic, and her unique approach of blending several different traditions and practices, right? Functional medicine, Chinese medicine, acupuncture, chiropractic, all together for a full spectrum approach.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk a little bit about what is acupuncture.
Yeah. So simply put, it's an ancient traditional healing modality, right, that uses fine needles to actually puncture the skin to move energy, also known as qi, throughout the body. So when you move qi, it allows for the removal of blockages and helps repair the body of areas that are deficient or in excess.
And I think when a lot of people hear something like qi, they go, okay, what now? You know, because we're so ingrained in our Western philosophies and mindset, but these principles and practices have been around for thousands of years,
oh, yes.
Whereas our Western medicine, not so long, not so long. Great for many things, but this has a long proven record of working very well for people for a variety of conditions.
It's been around for so long, and how they came to be is incredible to me. And kind of how I like to explain it sometimes is, think of it like tuning a 12-string guitar, right? So if one string is out of balance, the whole tune is off key. But once we adjust the string, we can restore harmony. So similarly, when you use acupuncture, it can restore the harmony among the meridians, the 12 meridians, right?
Mm-hmm.
By keying in the nervous system to the points along the meridian. So the little needles kind of like help the nervous system know this is where you need to pay attention.
And a meridian is like an energy loop, basically, mm-hmm. through the body, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it's really amazing. And then once you can balance the yin and the yang, it's like the whole body can restore itself and get back to healing.
Okay. And we'll get into what yin and yang mean here in a moment.
Right.
But in the meantime, let's dive in a little further to what the meridians are so people can have a better understanding.
Sure. So in traditional Chinese medicine, they discuss 12 primary meridians and 8 extraordinary meridians. These points are mapped out all over the body. And while they're often named after organ systems, they're actually highly correlated to the fascial planes and how the body developed during its embryonic state in the womb, which I think is amazing. So again, the meridians are used for qi energy circulation. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, so this will tie into, I thought when I was in integrative nutrition studying, we talked about Chinese medicine a bit and acupuncture, just touched on these things. And I thought it was very interesting, the principles of the 5 elements, which I think you're going to get into next.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And that's, I don't know why, but I just love the 5 element approach. I think it just relates us back to nature in so many ways. And we forget oftentimes that we are creatures of nature. Right? So the 12 primary meridians, we see earth, which is spleen and stomach, metal, lung and large intestine, water, which is kidney, bladder, wood, liver and gallbladder, and fire, which includes heart, small intestine, and then also pericardium and triple warmer.
Now, triple warmer is what?
Triple warmer. That's a good question. So it's also known as triple burner or San Jiao. And oftentimes they'll relate it to thyroid. So the things that help burn metabolism. So it's like those kinds of, it's not an organ per se. Like
it's a system.
It's a system.
Okay.
Right.
Gotcha. All right. So.
Yeah. So every organ named first was a yin meridian. And then every organ named second is a yang meridian.
Okay. All right. So then now let's talk about what yin and yang are for people who may not know.
Right. So yin and yang are the combination and beautiful balance of female and male counterparts to create life. Again, we think about this and how it relates back to embryology and how we're formed as little babies in the womb. Yin elements are traditionally linked to key terms like female, egg, dark, calm, solid organ, night, and cool. Whereas yang elements, they are more male, sperm, light, energetic, hollow organ, day, and warm. So those are the key terms we think of when we try to imagine the balance between the two.
Okay, so what's kind of the anatomy of it all? Pull it together for me.
Yeah. So the best explanation is kind of just picturing a dog on all fours, right? The yin meridians are located on the underbelly of the dog, while the yang meridians are located on the top or outside portion. So now picture the sun shining down on a dog. The underbelly or yin side is the dark, cool side, right? And the yang side is where the light hits, where it's the warm, warm side. So, and it, as embryos, we kind of form like little dogs, right?
We're all curled up.
We're all curled up. And that's just how it developed. And that's how they saw the anatomy. It's very different than our current anatomy texts in Western medicine.
Just a little. A little bit. Yeah. That's so interesting. All right. So let's talk a little bit more about qi. What is qi if we want to get into it a little bit further for people?
Right. So qi is the vital energy that is thought to animate the body internally. Okay. When we think of this in terms of biochemistry, we relate energy to the formation of ATP, so adenosine triphosphate, which is thought to be the currency of life, right? It's a high energy molecule that is that stores energy and is used in everything that we do. And when we look at traditional Chinese medicine and the symbol for qi, it's actually a picture of steam rising from rice. So in essence, we take in food and air to produce energy in the form of heated water. But if you look at this scientifically, it's known as the formula for cellular respiration. So glucose plus oxygen yields carbon dioxide, water, and ATP. It's so beautiful.
Huh. it all weaves together. Yeah, perfectly.
Yeah. It's like, how did they know this thousands of years ago? Like if they
the power of human observation is amazing.
Exactly. I just am so baffled by it. And then when I think of like cellular respiration and how our cells produce energy, I often try to relate it back to like mindfulness and meditation. And I think that's so amazing because when we meditate, we breathe deeply. We're essentially feeding our cells with what they need. And in turn, we can elevate our own personal vibration by bringing our body back into a state of harmonic balance. It's like retuning the guitar, right? The one that's out of tune. We just retune it with a nice meditation.
Way to bring it around.
Yeah.
Very cool. Okay. All right. So I'm on board. I think everybody has a good understanding. So let's get a little bit more into what is traditional Chinese medicine. Just give a little more background.
Yeah. So it kind of developed, again, like you mentioned, from basic observation. It was how they observed the world in war times and what they saw and how, you know, they imagined the body worked. But it is amazing because they use expressions like damp heat to describe a diagnosis of like a urinary infection, or wind invasion to describe tremors of the hands. Again, we think about the five element chart, you know, elements, the wind, the heat. And then they just use the patterns found in nature to understand the human body, which I think is just amazing. Because when we break down the elements of the earth, we realize that we are all human, but we're extensions of nature. And we are subject to the same laws and patterns, which
yeah, absolutely.
Everything we do, it's all the same.
Yeah. Yeah. Universal forces.
Right.
Really, even beyond Earth, there are certain principles that just, you know, we have to assume are universal.
Right.
So, okay. So I guess tell me, how do you tie together functional medicine, Chinese medicine, chiropractic? Give me an example of how these things can work together.
Yeah. So specifically in my practice, I use a form of applied kinesiology, which has huge correlations with, you know, muscles and their organ relationships, right? So again, we think of acupuncture and the organ relationships and the meridians and the fascial planes. So I kind of like tie these all in when I'm thinking chiropractic and functional medicine at the cellular level, and then acupuncture on like the meridian organ level. For me, I'm always constantly thinking of these relationships and how they correlate. And it's simple when you really get down to it, because you're like, oh, okay, I can see how that muscle relates to that organ and why, because again, back to embryology and how we're formed. We are formed beautifully, like without even any thought, right? We don't tell our body how to form an embryo. It just does it.
There's a wisdom there that just knows. Yeah.
Universal truth.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So you take these ancient principles, right? You're bringing them forward into modern times by marrying them with functional lab work, the science that we now have at our disposal. I think it's a really beautiful blend of old and new.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. So Dr. Charlotte Meyer, I want to thank you for coming in today and sharing this ancient wisdom with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an honor.
Yeah. And I would love for you to let our listeners know how they can reach you.
Yes. So my Facebook page is probably the easiest one to get to. So it's just facebook.com/integrativechirostl. You can also reach out on my website, which is integrativechirostl.com. Those are the easiest places.
Okay. And a phone number for them as well?
Yes. It's 314-312-2686.
Thank you so much, Dr. Charlotte.
Thank you.
This has been Amanda LaPlante. You've been listening to Get Real to Heal on KWRHLP 92.9 FM. For more information about health coaching or to contact me, please find me online at amandalaplante.com or call 314-583-6749. To listen to past episodes of this show, please check me out on soundcloud.com/getrealtoheal or find me on Facebook at Get Real to Heal. Have a great day.